to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
We're joining us on the line right now is Joe Persicini, Executive Director of the D.C. Police Foundation, and by the way, former Assistant Director in Charge of the Washington Field Office for the FBI. Mr. Persicini, it's good to have you with us this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Brian, Larry. How you doing?
Doing very well. Okay, I want to start off because we have heard a litany of reports. There have been some reporters who have said this. There have been sources who have said this. Our own Joe DeGenova, who comes on as a legal analyst, has made this case many times, that there is something of an insurrection going on within the rank and file of the FBI right now about this email investigation. As a man who is in contact with your former friends there at the FBI, do you get the sense that there is something going on in that? I mean, one hears that resignations are even piling up on the desk of the FBI director, Jim Comey, as a result of all this. What are you hearing?
Well, absolutely not. I think, this is unprecedented times, and, we're in for 7 days of exciting news coming out, many of it which is probably false, but, it feeds the machine. I think the American people should be very, very proud. They have four different field offices, four different U.S. attorney's offices vying to work this case. And I could tell you, when I was leading the Washington field office, we had many disputes with field offices about who should have a case and who shouldn't. But the bottom line is, you have committed public servants, experienced public corruption investigators who would want to do nothing but investigate this case and bring it to fruition. So,
but the frustration one hears was over their inability and being blocked by the Department of Justice and perhaps the director of the FBI in doing that.
Well, I think again, you have to have some facts to that. Remember, work flows up. It doesn't flow down. So when you have U.S. attorney's offices and strong ones, we're talking, Eastern District of New York,
right,
Southern District of New York, I have no information as relates to that. Listen, this is unprecedented times. Yes, do I question whether with the first press conference, I have to say, when the Department of Justice declines on a case, I've never heard anybody say, yes, we decline, but, oh, by the way, you engaged in bad activity.
Yeah.
So that was unprecedented. The only case I remember doing that is probably in the anthrax case. But as it relates to this case, these are experienced investigators. And remember, we all think in a rational world, but we're not criminals. So remember, people who are trying to hide in overt are there to protect their ego, self-preservation, and greed.
Yeah.
So, not all cases fall into a ribbon, in a package that's perfect. So, this is very similar to when Elliot Spitzer fell into the escort case in New York. Remember that? He ended up coming here to Washington, D.C. So, again, I have all the faith and confidence. Investigators that we had at the Washington field office worked public corruption their whole career.
Yeah.
These are commissioned, these are dedicated people. Let me tell you, if there's any attempt by the leadership to squash that, you will hear it.
Yeah, client number 9, we do remember that. I don't remember him falling into it, though. He sort of thrust himself
into
the middle of that story.
More of a dial into it. And I remember when he came here, I was questioning the headquarters, well, why are we following this guy? Who cares what he's doing? But Again, I think we are in unprecedented times, and, you know, the director, and another point, Andy McCabe, all the press written about Andy McCabe and his wife running for office. Andy worked at the Washington field office when I was there. He was responsible for inauguration of 09. He is a respected, intelligent professional. He did exactly what he should have done, and that is go to the ethics officer and say, hey, this is happening. So a lot of that is diversion here. The issue here is, you know, do we have a case?
Well, I listen, I'd love to take you up on the McCabe issue, but there's so much to get to. I do want to, you just mentioned something, and I've often heard it said that in the FBI and the Justice Department, they have a motto, which is we do our talking in court. So that press conference that Director Comey gave back in July, that was the unprecedented move. But what we're hearing now from Hillary Clinton and from Harry Reid, that this letter to Congress giving them a notification that possibly his testimony might have to be reevaluated, that we're hearing that's unprecedented. Is it, or is this pretty much standard operating procedure?
Again, you know, I heard Harry Reid or somebody talking about Hatch Act.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, Hatch Act, we could bring out 1,000 cases of violation of Hatch Act. So the director is in a situation where it's omission or commission. So, you know, and there's another thing we need to remember. Remember the statements everybody's saying is we don't impact elections. Ask Vince Gray from the District of Columbia how that's going, because Vince Gray didn't lose that election. The U.S. attorney won that election.
That's right. When they announced that one of his confidants and partners was going to be indicted, and suggested that Vince Gray himself would be indicted, and then, of course, the charges were dropped.
And the case went south. So, you know, again, I'm not in the director's head. I know that he's looking. I'm sure he's looking at, you know, we have an election, and people find out that we have teams of people looking at emails. And again, I think he was accurate in the letter to the employees. We don't know where this is going. So
let me ask you this, though. We've been told that they're going to do a hurry up. All the resources that the Justice Department are now at the disposal of this particular case. There's no way they can get to anything substantive in 7 days, is there?
I would find that hard to believe, because it is even though you have software programs that can select emails that have a match, and that's the data mining, you go and get your search warrant, and now, before anybody would reveal anything, I think each one of those emails will be reviewed individually by a group. And then that email has to go over to the originator, if in fact it is top secret or could be classified, for them to determine whether it's classified. So this is a long process. It took them how long from the initial investigation? If this was a total dump of all of her emails onto Anthony Weiner's computer, again, we've heard rumors about 33,000. We have no idea. But this is a laborious, painstaking. It has to be accurate. So if you're asking in 7 days, is this going to be done? Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. So Hurricane Comey will continue past the election, and the public is just going to have to make their decision one way or the other.
All right. We'll have to leave it right there. Joe Persicchini, thank you for joining
us. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.